Dan Simpson, reading. Water laps at the edge of Cooper River. Sun just warm enough to compromise the breeze coming off the water. Rain-blanched leaves, broken bits of glass, twigs stripped of bark, splayed feathers. Winter's final graffiti rimmed the banks. Notes in a bottle assuring us the warmth is not far off. Dan stands behind the podium, fingers skimming braille letters as though to unlock the poetry held there. Or perhaps since an organ from which his own song rises, transformed into words. At the first clap of hands, he cautions, no applause until the end. He is taking us down a different river, through bends and cadences he knows well. Our noise, like gunfire on the bank, jolts us from the journey. His voice flowing, honest, opens into expanses of coneflower and larkspur. Not our homeland, but familiar. It's where we've all collaged our memories from. A childhood prank, a father's words, a glimpse of heaven. Dan retrieves the bottle bobbing beside us, deciphering its hexagrams. His forecast reads, "The yellow sun shines lemonade, which means the sky must be blue."